for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the program. If you're just joining me, it's great to have you here. If you missed the previous 2 hours, go back and listen. They were good ones. Alan Corwin was with me for an hour, followed by, and he was kind enough to stick with me, into the second hour where we were joined by John Lott. And an amazing hour there, as it always is with John here on Armed American Radio. There's some breaking news out of Garland, Texas, a developing situation where police are involved or are on the scene of a shooting outside a Mohammed art exhibit in Garland. And some interesting statements are coming from witnesses about men with backpacks and guns in them. And the art exhibit is to give an award for the best depiction of the Prophet Muhammad, which is a no-no to a certain religion. Having said that, the story is developing. If anything pops and you're listening to the show, we'll let you know. In the meantime, Shanto down in Dallas, Texas, how are you today? You getting any news on that story down there?
I'm trying to look it up right now. Apparently,
nothing coming into the Salem news.
No, I'm going to run down to the news desk here shortly and see what they can tell me.
Maybe we can get some information from you. In the meantime, one of my favorite guests of all time, good friend of mine, that means he's a good friend of yours, is here to discuss with us two of his recent columns, and they're good ones, one about Baltimore and one about Cleveland. Vehemently anti-gun city in Cleveland, defies Ohio state law on a regular basis, and has all the help they can get from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. I promise you that. David Kodria, welcome to the show, David.
Always great to be here. Spring has sprung, but I kind of want to go back to Garland for a second. You mean my entry didn't win? What's going on here?
No. What do you mean your entry didn't win?
Well, no, I saw that they had a cartoon contest.
I'm sorry, you lost me there. Yeah, your entry. Yeah, did you draw something?
No, actually, you know, I heard about it and thought that it might be something that would attack people. Last headline I saw said that there was an officer down.
Apparently a security guard. A security guard has been shot, and they say he will be okay. And it is breaking. It is developing, and apparently there's information coming in. They're staying on it on a couple of stations. So
yeah, but you're absolutely right about Cleveland. It's an anti-gun city. They have done anti-gun actions in the past. They don't seem to be able to understand that a little thing called preemption exists in the law.
Stop. Explain it. Explain preemption. Let's start for listeners who may not know what we're talking about, and give them all of the details. What is preemption when it comes to our gun rights, David?
The state occupies the entire field of gun law. Aside from local ordinances that say that, you know, you can't, you know, fire a gun in your backyard, or that you have to be X number of feet from a building, or things of that nature that are more appropriately local. In terms of any type of gun laws, the state has claimed that they are the ones, aside from federal law, who will pass legislation and enforce legislation. And what this does is this keeps a patchwork quilt of laws from happening, to where you can't go from one city to the other or one county to another without a whole nother set of rules. Now, this whole business of preemption, we can still argue about, well, where does shall not be infringed come into it? But it also comes to another argument where you see the antis are constantly saying, well, we need to have home rule. And they use the home rule excuse, if you will, for wanting to pass restrictive gun legislation. And the problem with that, of course, aside from the fact that it's blatantly unconstitutional, is that the home rule never seems to go the other way. What they really want to do is they want to rule your home, because the same people who say we want home rule, they want quote-unquote assault weapons bans throughout the land. They want magazine bans throughout the lands. They want restrictions. They want so-called universal background checks, which we know is universal registration, throughout the land, so that this home rule excuse is a one-way street. And Cleveland tried it several years before. They were defeated in court. There's a challenge going on now. And again, I mean, do we have a second to go into what it is they're proposing?
Absolutely. Okay. Take it away.
Sure. Well, one of the things that they say they want is they want to create a gun offender registry. Well, doesn't this just sound like sex offender registry for one thing? But the other thing is, how absurd that you think you're going to register Cleveland felons on a gun registry. Well, what happens if they're from Lorain or from Euclid or from Ashtabula or from Hudson, Ohio? You know, you're just not getting anything that is useful other than, you know, the local people who aren't going to obey laws anyway. There's a lot of duplicative laws, things that, you know, are already occupied by the state of Ohio. There is a reporting requirement for private sales, which, again, is a de facto registry. There is a burden on if your gun is stolen, you have to report it. Well, guess who doesn't have to report their gun if their gun is stolen? You know the answer to this.
You mean criminals?
Exactly. Why? Because
why not?
The Supreme Court properly ruled that if a criminal isn't allowed to own a gun and you make him report or register a gun, then he's admitting that he committed a crime, which is a violation of the Fifth Amendment.
That's his Fifth Amendment right. It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I know. It is really something else. I knew where you were going with that, of course. And again, what this is nothing but a burden and an infringement on law-abiding people. And it is, in fact, a way to create a registry. The city of Cleveland wants to know who within its borders has firearms, period.
And they won't even know that because, number one, you know, they will know none of the criminals, none of the people that are calling for it. This is just more, these are desperate, incompetent people running a city, as so many of our urban areas are run by desperate, incompetent people.
What party is running Cleveland?
Well, yes, it starts with a D, which,
that's
normally one of my favorite letters when I consider my name. Unfortunately, when it comes to politics, it just doesn't seem to hold up. And the other thing that's happened as a result is that Ohioans for Concealed Carry has joined with other organizations and residents of Cleveland and filed a taxpayer action against the city of Cleveland challenging the illegal gun control. And what I really call the city council, Mark, is these are now violent gun criminals. Why do I call them violent gun criminals? Well, it's because, number one, they are violating Ohio law,
right?
And if they enforce it, they will use guns to do it. So they will be committing criminal acts with firearms. And using this on the rationale that somehow or other they're going to reduce gun crime, which their own council members who voted for this atrocity admit it will not do. So this, again, they get their names in the paper. It makes it look like they're doing something. Mm-hmm. They get some buzzwords to tell people at election time, and these folks are all in safe seats where they're going to get reelected anyway.
And what this is another waste of what will turn out to be another waste of tens of millions of taxpayer dollars. Tens of millions of dollars will go right down the drain as a result of this, and they will scream for more money because they don't have enough of it. It is typical progressive, liberal, Democrat Party politics. It is classic. It is a classic example. It is more of Obama's America coming home to roost. David, hold one second. Sean, you have some news, I understand.
Yeah, I'm trying to rewind it, but I'm looking for a live news feed for what's going on here in Dallas, Texas.
All right. Well, you let us know when you have that.
All right.
In the meantime, David, it is just another classic example of this wasteful Democrats. How in the world, David, are they going to defend themselves when what we saw in Baltimore? Now, this is a good way to segue because we've got 30 seconds before the break. So I'll set it up and then ask you to answer it when we come back. The spotlight has been shown. It is the Democrat Party, as we all know, coming after our firearms. We've witnessed what's happened in cities like Baltimore, in cities like Detroit, in cities like Chicago. These are Democrat-controlled cities. What happened in Baltimore is a result of failed Democrat parties, of Democrat politics. Failed Democrat policies and politics in the city of Baltimore. And this is the party that wants your guns. When we come back, we'll let David address it, because guess what? He wrote another column about it, too. We'll be back right after this with David Kodria. DavidKodria.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Yeah. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every single week and every Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. You can listen to the show live, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific, by visiting armedamericanradio.com and clicking Listen Live. Get that really cool player, comes up on your phone or your device and your computer and or your computer, and you can listen to the program live in its entirety. It's a pleasure to have you here. Amber Cuno will be here at the end of this segment. You know what we're going to do? We don't know what we're going to do. We're just going to talk about something fun, and we're going to try to get away from this mess known as Obama's America. But before we do, we have to press on. We have to soldier on. We have to continue telling you the truth. Baltimore riots highlight progressive paradox on guns and police. Another brilliant piece written by David Kodria. Who else? As Baltimore erupts in violence and Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake promises a safe haven for destroyers, thwarted only by the occasional armed citizen protecting life and property, where the police fear to tread. Imagine that. An inescapable observation strikes. High-profile shootings of black males continue to occur in cities where progressive Democrats run things. You've heard that theme throughout today's broadcast. Yet in spite of that, they embrace gun control. That is a system where police are the only ones trusted to keep and bear arms. Mayor Rawlings Blake has been a big supporter of Michael Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns. She's also a proponent of imposing citizen disarmament edicts, not just in Baltimore, but in urging Congress to make this demanding moms agenda the law of the land. Demanding moms. That's moms demand action. What a silly name that is, by the way. That being the case, it's fair to question how such representatives continue to be elected. These are supposed to be the places where politicians who purport to care deeply about minorities and social justice, there's that term again, call the shots and implement programs to alleviate the inequities. Of course, we saw the last such gun-grabbing Baltimore mayor, Sheila Dixon, resign in disgrace after being convicted of helping herself to gift cards intended for the downtrodden. What a good little Democrat. Hey, an anti-gun kleptocrat can't get by on fur coats and lavish trips from favored developers alone. David, brilliant piece. I could have gone on, but in the essence of time, I'll let you finish it up.
Yeah, it is a true paradox that, and it goes back to the last segment that we were talking about, Mark, where the same people who are calling for gun control impose these stupid failed policies that don't work, and they use that to gin up support for what else? More gun control. Hey, this didn't work. Let's try it again. What's the definition of insanity? And the fact is, you see racial hatred happening now at just, it's terrifying what I see happening in this country. And there's a lot of thought right now that this may be, in fact, the beginning of a very long and hot summer indeed. And if things erupt in other cities, you know, I read the other day that Cleveland police have been ordered to take their riot gear with them wherever they go, which means that someone is probably monitoring social media to see if instructions go out that we're going to flash riot in certain areas, and they want to be prepared for it. But isn't it something that these same progressive communities that are run, and again, you know, it's like we're not supposed to be talking race in America. We're supposed to be in the age of Obama, the post-racial America. We are supposed to now have a system where people are judged by the content of their character as opposed to anything else. And yet the hatred and the polarization, I have never seen it more strong in my life. And the very people that are, in many cases, doing the violence and the looting and the hatred and the arson are also the very people who enable politicians like Frank Jackson in Cleveland or like Stephanie Rawlings Blake, I don't have that in front of me right now, in Baltimore. And they're the ones who elect these people who go for more citizen disarmament. And again, you know, if you are a true Democrat, okay, and you believe in the people and you are a progressive populist, you are supposed to believe in the people. Why are they universally so hostile to the ultimate in egalitarian power sharing? What could be more egalitarian and more power distributive to the people than ceding to the people? Yes, you have a right to keep and bear arms. It's inherent. It's unalienable. Supposedly, it's guaranteed by the Constitution. And, you know, if you really, you know, have this division, this dichotomy between the police and the people, possibly if we had what the founders understood to be necessary to the security of a free state, being a citizen militia, what better place to gather and to train together and to get to know each other and break down the barriers of distrust than citizens and police and deputies training together to be able to handle situations where you know that civil authority is limited, and in a real hit-the-fan scenario, the authorities are going to be triaged at the places where they're most needed, leaving the outlying areas to people like the ones you alluded to, the man who defended another man with a shotgun, or we could go back to the Koreans in the L.A. riots on top of the rooftops with guns. Merely displaying them in many cases was enough to make the mob say, you know what, we're going to go down the block and we're going to burn a place and loot a place that's less defended.
Yeah, it's a fascinating. The paradox is obvious. You know, there's a number of Michael Moore is another paradox. A number of them are popping up. It is quite fascinating to watch as this story develops. I sit there and I scratch my head and I think these are the Democrats who are so it would be near impossible if the media were doing its job. It would be impossible for the Democrats to defend any urban policy over the last 50 years in the face of this utter failure broadcast to the entire world. And I would submit to you, David, and anybody else, if you are talking to or debating with someone, a Democrat, trying or doing the best that they can to defend this liberal failed policy in cities like Baltimore that is so glaringly evident, splashed across our television screens, if you're talking to someone trying to defend that and they invoke the name Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown, just walk away. These are intellectually dishonest people at their core. You will not be able to have an intelligent conversation with somebody like that. Michael Moore, disarm all cops, while at the same time seemingly admitting that the Second Amendment will keep us safe, while fighting and making films against those of us who support the Second Amendment. I wonder if Michael Moore has guns in his home to keep
him safe. Michael Moore also has a bodyguard. That came out a few years ago.
A bodyguard that's carrying more than a knife. David Kodria, thank you so much for being here. DavidKodria.com. We'll have you back on very, very shortly, and we'll probably be talking to you in the daytime here in the very near future. DavidKodria.com to read the brilliance of David Kodria. I'm Mark Walters. I'll be back with Amber Cuno right after this. Don't go away.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Start and end your day with some of the best Bible teachers, James McDonald, R.C. Sproul, Dr. John MacArthur, and more. Plus, on your drive home, get a Christian worldview of the news of the day on the Way with Ridgway. Listen now at AM 980 The Mission or online at AM980TheMission.com.
Are you a homeowner at least 62 years young? Need extra money to make ends meet? With a government-insured reverse mortgage loan, you could use the money as you choose. If you need money, a reverse mortgage could be a real blessing. There's no monthly mortgage payment, and you still own your home. Plus, you can use the money to pay off bills, make ends meet, or as you see fit. If you're a homeowner at least 62 and you need money, make this no-obligation call right now and learn how a reverse mortgage may allow you to eliminate your mortgage mortgage payment, remain in your home, and get extra cash. Call right now. 1-800-298-0306. 1-800-298-0306. 1-800-298-0306. That's 1-800-298-0306. Borrowers are responsible for paying taxes and insurance. AAG offers FHA home equity conversion loans. AAG is based at 3800 West Chapman Avenue, 3rd floor, Orange, California, 92868. Visit AAG.com for more information. NMLS number 9392.
Back to doing what I love and more.
When you're in pain, you need the Good Feet Store. Don't suffer from foot pain, sore ankles, tired legs, achy back and hips, or sore knees. Go to the Good Feet Store for your no-obligation custom fitting and immediately feel the difference. The Good Feet Arch Support System is designed to put your feet in an ideal position, redistribute body weight more evenly, and help relieve pain and stress. Now two locations, Maple Grove and Bloomington, with over 350 styles and sizes to relieve your pain.
This is Michael Medved, and I've been wearing Good Feet Arch Support System since 2012. Call 855-554-3338 for your no-obligation fitting, with locations in Bloomington and Maple Grove. It takes about 40 minutes, and you'll immediately feel the difference, just as I did.
Call Good Feet at 855-554-3338. Or better yet, visit the Good Feet Store in Maple Grove and Bloomington. Step in to pain relief.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
We're here with Joe Collins, one of the owners of Housing Hub Minnesota.
Housing Hub was created by my business partner, Tom, and I. After 20 years in the business, we had many people ask us, hey, could you manage our properties like you manage yours? Our goal is for Housing Hub to become the best property management option in the Twin City, not the biggest. We handle your property like we would handle ours.
Joe, do property owners have to have all of your services to do business with Housing Hub?
The answer is no. You can sign up for one or two services, or you can sign up for the whole smash. Here's the breakdown. Tenant placement for a one-time flat fee, full monthly management for a monthly fee, or we offer a separate rent collection only, and a worry-free, on-call maintenance service for a low monthly membership fee. There's a lot of things that landlords want to still do, and there's a lot of things landlords don't want to do anymore, and we want to be there to service them for their needs. We want to help landlords maintain and build their portfolio.
Go to HousingHubMN.com now to schedule your free rental analysis, and they'll waive the setup fee. That's a $200 savings. Find them online at HousingHubMN.com.
They're allies by circumstance, rivals in fact, and enemies by personal animosity. In his new book, Blood Feud, New York Times bestselling author Ed Klein exposes the dramatic power struggle and personal hatred between the two most powerful Democratic families in the country. Get a copy of Blood Feud and read the shocking truth about the Obamas and the Clintons, what really happened in Benghazi, what Hillary Clinton won't tell you about her health, and more. Blood Feud by Ed Klein, in bookstores everywhere. Log on for more information at regnery.com.
When you're on the go, at home, or work, or even out of town, you can always tune in to AM 1280 The Patriot on iHeartRadio. Download the new iHeartRadio app for your smartphone and never miss your favorite programs. AM 1280 The Patriot, available on iHeartRadio.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the program. Speaking of USCCA, I am going to be up at West Bend, Wisconsin, heading out late Thursday, probably sleeping on an airport floor because I won't be getting there in time to get a rental car. Milwaukee, man, everything's don't roll up at 11:25 at night. Come on now. Hertz needs to be open. But we're going to be up there for the Concealed Carry Expo that will be going on Friday the 8th, Saturday the 9th, and Sunday the 10th, all 3 days. I will be emceeing the fashion show, the Concealed Carry Fashion Show. I'll be talking with Sheriff David Clark. We've invited him back on the program, and we'll get a specific date for him. Hopefully that will be next week. If not, whatever date he can come on will be a good one. He's been making news all over the place for simply telling it like it is in Baltimore. And that upsets a lot of people who just can't handle the truth. Pretty scary stuff. Anyway, Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let's put the guns and politics down for a little bit. How about it?
Sounds good.
What do you want to talk about?
Boy, there's so much. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, funny, I'm on a schoolofsocialskills.com website. Here's what I typed in. What to talk about when you don't know what to talk about?
Interesting.
And this website came up. List of conversation topics. Take a listen to this. One of the most frustrating things I have ever experienced around a girl, oh, here we go, is if I and her run out of things to talk about. Since you found this post, I assume you know what I'm talking about, and maybe you are interested in learning how to avoid awkward silence. Hey, this is pretty good for radio, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can honestly say in about 6.5 years, we've never had awkward silence. I'm thinking about the teeth pooling moment. Teeth pooling, P-O-O-L-I-N-G. I think that's supposed to be P-U-L-L-I-N-G.
I think
moment,
so, too.
Right? Where the awkward silence just takes over the situation. You are just sitting there smiling when desperately in your mind, scrambling for something just mildly interesting to say. But you just can't think of anything. Your mind is a total blackout. You can't even remember your own name at this point. Does that ever happen to you?
Not really.
Have you ever forgotten your own name?
No. I don't think so.
God, I hope not. I have never forgotten my own name. No, I have forgotten the name of the person I've been talking to.
Oh, I forget people's names all the time.
I've done that right after they said, hey, it's so good to see you again. And I'm thinking, who the heck are you and where did I see you previously?
In fact, the only reason I remember your name is because of our banter back and forth on the radio with Amber Cuno and Mark Walters.
We'll get emails about that. I'm not so sure that's a good thing. Well, here's my personal list of conversation topics. Talk about past experiences. Major events, current events, or events that have made a huge impression on you. 9/11 is something that everyone can relate to. So,
oh, yeah.
If you just met somebody and didn't know what to say, you'd say, so, what'd you think of 9/11?
I don't see that going over very good.
No, I don't see that going over good either. Here's this funny and interesting topics. First time any of you broke the law. Wow. Okay.
Well, that could be interesting.
I threw a garbage can through a window in Baltimore and stole some sneakers. Okay.
Not very nice.
Wouldn't impress you?
No.
Okay. Well, we can talk about guns. Guns is always fun to talk about, right?
Yes. Always.
I have a North American Arms 22, and it's the Sidewinder. You've seen the Sidewinders, the North American Arms minis?
I saw the whole booth at SHOT Show, and it's everything they have is so cool.
Isn't that the way to describe it? Really is so cool, because it really is cool. When you pick up one of these little handguns, you look at it, you think, wow, really? That thing? Why would somebody carry that until you pick it up? And it actually feels like a gun, doesn't it?
It is. It is. Super legit. That's all I have to say. It's amazing.
Super legit. How old are your kids?
Super legit. 16 and 7.
Ah, that answers that. Which one came home with super legit, the 7-year-old or the 6-year-old? Both of them have been on the show, by the way.
Actually, I think it's something I never really got rid of from high school and the too legit to quit. I think that's mine. I think it actually probably embarrasses my 16-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah, that would embarrass a 16-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I listen to Hair Nation on Sirius XM.
Oh, boy.
You know, all the old White Snake and Rat and
Love
stuff
it.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great music?
It's the best.
And my kids get embarrassed. I like all kinds of music. I am getting sick and tired of the classic stuff, you know, from the 70s, because if you turn it on, you'd think the only song Led Zeppelin ever played was Stairway to Heaven. Really? Dozens and dozens and dozens of songs, and this is the only thing you can come up with, and that's their idea of classic music. And it, at my age, I'm pretty sick of hearing about it, because I went to see that stuff live in concert, you know, and it's like, wow, they played a lot more than that song. Like, the song remains the same. What a great movie and an amazing concert at Madison Square Garden. They played a lot more than Stairway to Heaven.
I bet they did.
You know, what does your 16-year-old listen to?
He listens, he really likes country, actually, and then he listens to hip-hop, too, country and hip-hop.
Is that the direction the teenagers are going now, country and hip-hop? That's a weird combination. That's like, yeah, I'll have milk with my spaghetti.
That's what I listen to, though, is country and hip-hop, so probably gets it from me.
Your thoughts on Tim McGraw, because I know you dig country music. You met Mark Wills, a real country music star, somebody who loves guns, shoots on a team, right? And your thoughts on McGraw playing the gun control gig up in Connecticut?
I was kind of shocked by it. I don't keep up with what he does really personally, but it shocked me, and I know that I don't idolize him now after that whole situation like I used to.
Okay, that's interesting. So it did change your opinion of Tim McGraw as a country music fan when you heard it? Really?
Yeah, it did.
You know,
I don't support people that don't support the Second Amendment. I just don't, because I don't think it's true to who I am. I don't think it's just not something that I want to do, and I'm not going to go out of my way to, if a song of his is playing on the radio and I like the song, I'm probably not going to change it, but I'm not going to support him monetarily and buy his music anymore or go to his concerts or anything like that.
See, when my kids are 10 and 12, and they know when Bruce Springsteen comes on, if it's ever on the radio, turn it. Get it off, because Dad hates him. And they know, they get that. They know that. And the reason, you know, it's interesting. You say, well, how can a 10 and 12-year-old really know it's Bruce Springsteen? What are you listening to? Because the classic stations, if you're listening to them, they only play one or two songs.
Right.
You know, so they're familiar with those one or two songs that they constantly play over and over again and pass it off as classic music. Even though Springsteen has written hundreds of songs, they play those one or two songs. I don't even know the names of them because I wouldn't buy his albums. I've never owned one, never liked his music to begin with, even when I was a kid, and don't really care about it. But they know that I'm not, because I'm the same way. I don't like that politics being shoved in my face. But that's an interesting conversation, because Tim McGraw doubled down. On his Newtown deal. I've got a column here from NBCConnecticut.com. 11 Newtown families distance themselves from Sandy Hook Promise Group. The families of 11 people killed in the Newtown shooting rampage in 2012 are making it known that they have no association with a gun control group behind a Tim McGraw concert this summer. The July 17 concert in Hartford is benefiting Sandy Hook Promise, an advocacy group that involves several victims' families, and is at times wrongly assumed to speak for all 26 victims' families. It's fascinating. The 11 families said in a statement issued on Wednesday that they decided to clarify the issue for donors who might believe they are directly supporting the victims' families. They said their statement isn't related to a position on the gun debate or other issues surrounding the tragedy. 11 Newtown families distanced themselves from Sandy Hook Promise. That is an interesting development. That's from NBCConnecticut.com. When we come back, more banter about whatever we want with Amber Cuno right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It is an organization you need to join. saf.org. Give them whatever you can. They depend on donations and membership dues. And the membership dues are whatever you can afford to pay. And you help the organization that is fighting for your right to keep and bear arms in courtrooms across this country and has won some of the most highest profile cases that have mattered to you and set precedent at the Supreme Court regarding your right to keep and bear arms. The latest huge case, of course, not the latest, they've done a number, but the McDonald case in Chicago was enormous, incorporating the Second Amendment to the states via the 14th Amendment across the country, and also the Palmer case in D.C., It's an organization that you need to be a part of, saf.org, also United States Concealed Carry Association. These are organizations that have your back if you ever have to, God forbid, use your firearm to defend your life. The USCCA stands ready with groundbreaking insurance for you that will, should you have to run in with law enforcement after that, find yourself in a situation you don't want to find yourself in, the USCCA will post bail, will pay you up to $550 per day in lost wages, and will also provide attorney services for you on the spot, as well as pay for retainers. So this is an organization that you need to be a part of as well. And you need to, our guests on the program tonight were just huge. Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. Sign up for his page 9. It's the best reading you'll get. You'll look forward to it in your email box every couple of weeks. I know Alan's a very busy man. Whenever he can get to those emails, he puts them out at least once, hopefully twice a month. Gunlaws.com. And John Lott, of course, Crime Prevention Research Center. Crime Research is the easiest way to get there. CrimeResearch.org. And read and watch and listen to everything John does on television, his books, his literature, his research. You'll see audio, you'll see video of everything that John does, defending us, just the truth. All he has is the truth. He lays it out there for you to see. So participate, get involved, get off your duff. There's people that hate your right to bear arms. They are well-funded, and they're coming after that right. You've got to do something about it. Laying down and eating potato chips and saying, my neighbor will do it, isn't going to cut the mustard. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
The Tim McGraw thing we were talking about, you know, that's a fascinating conversation. I was telling you about the kids, you know, and like Bruce Springsteen, because I don't like the politics. Where do you draw the line when it comes to an entertainer? If you draw the line, here's where I guess that wasn't asked the right way. Let me rephrase it. If you say, "Well, I'm never going to watch their movies," because they're Democrats, and you won't ever watch a movie again. That's just the way Hollywood is. They're so far left off the charts; it's not even funny. And I've said on this show many times before, I'm not going to not watch my favorite actor of all times, Robert De Niro, because he donated to Obama's campaign and he's an Obama slobberer. I don't really care. I love his movies more than that bothers me. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
But there are others out there who I won't give a dime to, and I think Morgan Freeman just about got on my list this weekend. I've about had enough of him and his boneheaded statements. So how do you make that? Does that make you a hypocrite if you watch Robert De Niro and you don't watch Morgan Freeman?
Not necessarily. I think it really is just a personal choice on what each person feels comfortable with. Like Liam Neeson, he was one of the latest big actors to come out and talk all this trash about guns, and he's shooting guns in all of his movies, and that's just downright ridiculous. And the way I look at it is, I'm just going to not watch his movies because I don't like him, because he said this really dumb thing about guns. And I don't care if that makes me a hypocrite or not. If it's on TV and it's a movie I like, well, maybe I'll watch it. But I'm certainly not going to try to support him by giving him money.
Yeah, Bob Costas, NBC, is a real bonehead. You know, here, Bob Costas is, by all accounts, a great sportscaster. I've enjoyed watching Bob Costas for years, until he comes out and starts making boneheaded, and he starts injecting his politics during a football game. And I'm thinking to myself, why did you just go and do that?
Right.
Now I can't watch you anymore. It made me sick to myself. I think it's how they go about it. Look, they're entitled to think what they want. But I'm not watching NBC Sports or a football game, an NFL game on NBC, to hear you tell me I should be driving a Prius, to hear you tell me you use too much water, or to hear you tell me you don't like my right to keep and bear arms. That's not why I'm watching the NFL, right?
Right. Exactly.
Click. I had a difficult time watching him, because I sit there now and I get mad when I see him, and I'm watching him do the Kentucky Derby. It kind of ruined the Derby for me. So, does that make me a jerk?
No. Makes you Mark Walters.
A lot of people would say that makes me a jerk.
All right. Well,
yeah, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me one bit.
But I think what bothers me the most is that they think that everyone cares what they have to say, and that's why they say what they say. And no one really wants to. I don't want to know Liam Nielsen's personal thoughts on really anything, or Tim McGraw's. I just want you to sing music or act in this movie or whatever it is that you do. I don't need to know about all the other stuff because I don't care. And that's where they get in trouble, because they just run their mouths and they say what they say, and then there's consequences to that.
You're right, and Tim McGraw will face consequences for that. He will still make millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
He just won't make millions and millions and millions of dollars. He'll make millions of dollars. And I guess if you make millions of dollars, that's okay, because what's a couple more millions if you're making millions? And I guess that's acceptable to Tim McGraw. What disappointed me more than anything about Tim McGraw was his double down and his triple down when he got called out, because his statements were false. And I thought to myself, Tim McGraw can't be stupid. He's either being dishonest or he's stupid. And I don't think he's stupid.
I don't think he's stupid either.
Okay. He certainly has to know, whether it's not political for him or not, he certainly must know that it clearly is political for the group he's benefiting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people like you or I, and what is going to turn out to be millions of fans of Tim McGraw, won't pay him another penny ever again because of that. So I question, is his statement dishonest or is he stupid? You can make that decision yourself. I think there's stupidity involved. I think there's a little bit of denial involved.
Well, he got a lot of flack from other country singers too because
sure he did.
They just don't support his views and opinions, and they came out and said, "Hey, this is ridiculous." So I wouldn't doubt if he lost a few friends or partnerships over that deal.
Yeah, it remains to be seen. That concert. We're gonna. I don't know who was his his opening act, Billy somebody, but bailed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess Tim McGraw will find out, and it'll be interesting to see because it is going to be in the news as we get closer and closer to July. Hey, Amber Cuno.
Hey, Mark Walters.
Always a pleasure to have you on the air. We will be talking with you again very, very soon. Thanks for breaking up the monotony.
Thank you.
We will see you soon, and we'll talk about some of the guns you recently shot, because I know you got a new AR-15. We want to talk about that one. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Go back and enjoy that pool out there in Phoenix where it's nice and warm. Remember, I tell you every week, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you do that? I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.